Two significant trips by heads of state this week top the agenda of key international news. With me for our weekly look at what to expect in the coming days is the BBC's Rich Preston. And Rich, tomorrow, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be in Myanmar. What's the significance of that visit?
Well, Mark, this is predominantly a trade visit. Last year, there was $1 billion worth of trade between India and Myanmar, and both countries are keen to increase that. This is all part of India's Look East trade policy, where it's trying to compete with China. But the visit has come at a crucial time from an international perspective. And this is all because of the current situation in Myanmar, formerly Burma. It's a majority Buddhist country, but the government refuses to recognize the minority Rohingya Muslim community in northern Rakhine State. The Rohingya say they are being persecuted by security forces. The government, on the other hand, says it's cracking down on militants following attacks on police stations. But there are stories of entire villages being burned down, people being hacked to death in the street, women being raped, and so on. And so many of these Rohingyas are fleeing. In less than 2 weeks, more than 120,000 people have gone over the border from Myanmar into neighbouring Bangladesh, 35,000 of those within the past day alone. And aid agencies say they are in a bad way. Vivian Tan from the UN Human Rights Agency is in Bangladesh, and she spoke to the BBC.
They're in terrible condition. Many of them have walked for many days. They're barefoot. They have lost many things along the way. Some of them have been robbed along the way. We're seeing a lot of women and children, very young children in some cases, and some elderly people.
And the other day, the UN criticized Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, the former Nobel Peace Prize winner, saying that she wasn't doing enough to condemn the violence. And so Prime Minister Modi's visit is important because he'll be meeting Aung San Suu Kyi, and other world leaders may expect Mr. Modi to use this trip to exert some pressure on her. Rights group Amnesty International have today said that India can play an important role in diffusing tensions and saving civilian lives. And they want the Indian Prime Minister to use his official visit to urge Burmese authorities to protect civilians in Rakhine State.
Rich, another significant trip this week. The Pope will be making his way to Colombia. What should we be looking for there?
Yes, now he travels tomorrow. It's a 5-day trip, and this is the third visit by a pope to Colombia, which is the 7th largest Catholic population in the world. And it's important because it comes as the Colombian peace process moves forward. The FARC rebels recently handed over all their weapons, and they've begun the process of becoming a political party. And just this week, President Juan Manuel Santos gave a televised speech in which he said an agreement has been reached to implement a temporary truce with the ELN, the country's second biggest rebel group. And that speech was made with an image of the Pope as a background. Now, Pope Francis has been a key supporter of these peace talks, and during his visit, he will be meeting victims of the conflict and spreading a message of peace in the country. I talked to our correspondent in Bogota, Colombia, Natalio Casoy.
Colombia still needs to move forward to achieve a total peace. It's still in negotiations with the ELN, the second largest Marxist guerrilla here, and also other armed groups that are active in the country. So the Pope, I think, wants to push for Colombia to reach a total and complete peace.
So Pope Francis to Colombia this week as the country continues its peace process to end 50 years of conflict.
And finally, Rich, in Australia, there's a vote on same-sex marriage next week, but the country's high court is hearing two cases that could throw the whole process in doubt. What's going on there?
Yes, now, Australia's highest court has begun hearing legal challenges against this national vote on same-sex marriage. The government wants to hold a vote from next week to gauge support for changing Australia's law to allow same-sex marriage. That vote is non-binding, but the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, said it could lead to a bill in Parliament later this year. Our correspondent in Sydney is Hal Griffith. He explains how this came about in the first place.
The government made a pledge in its manifesto for last year's election saying that they would go to the nation, they would give the nation a voice in this before passing anything in Parliament. Opinion polls suggest that actually the answer will be yes, but whether or not Australians will get a say, we'll have to wait for the court to decide.
Now, this vote has caused controversy on both sides. Firstly, it's expensive. It's costing $97 million. And secondly, advocates for same-sex marriage argue that a public vote will prompt hate campaigns, and they say that Parliament alone should debate this issue. However, this vote won't happen at all if these legal challenges this week are successful. Now, they're arguing a technicality in the court. They say the vote wasn't financed in the correct way and that it didn't go through the normal parliamentary procedures. The government, on the other hand, argues it has the authority to fund the vote and that it's confident, in fact, the court will rule in its favour. If that happens, this postal vote, this national referendum on same-sex marriage, will go ahead. It will run until the 27th of October, and the results will be announced on the 15th of November. And various polls suggest, actually, a majority of Australians do support legalising same-sex marriage.
That's the BBC's Rich Preston. Rich, good to talk to you as always. Thank you.
Good to talk to you, Mark. Thank you.